Well, here we are. We're continuing on in our exposition through, well, right now we're in Exodus chapter 22, and we're talking more in this general section about laws having to do with restitution and property. So Nate Wagner, read to us our verses 5 through 8 of Exodus 22.
Well, if a man causes a field or vineyard to be grazed and lets loose his animal, and it feeds in another man's field, he shall make restitution from the best of his own field and the best of his own vineyard. If fire breaks out and catches in thorns, so that stacked grain, standing grain, or the field is consumed, he who kindled the fire shall surely make restitution. If a man delivers to his neighbor money or articles to keep, and it is stolen out of that man's house, if the thief is found, he shall pay double. If the thief is not found, then the master of the house shall be brought to the judges to see whether he has put his hand into his neighbor's goods.
Well, there's a lot here. There's sort of a lot of different situations here. And you can kind of get the feel that it is. It's giving case law to the judges of Israel to decide what they're going to do in particular cases. Mm-hmm. So what's the beginning scenario here in verse 5?
It seems as though if you have an animal, I have my little sheep, my little goat or
your
something,
flock
my
there,
flock,
yeah.
And I'm cruising around and I allow my flock to graze into my neighbor's field. And it eats his grain, eats his stuff.
Right, my grazing land is my property. Your flock went over and grazed on it. That deprives my flock of something of it. So some kind of restitution has to be made.
Right.
And it's funny is that the responsible, the one who is to assume responsible, or the one who's kind of the blame is cast, is on the owner of the flock and not on the owner of the land.
Right.
It's not like he could say, well, you should have put a fence up.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, no, he says, no, you shouldn't have drove your sheep.
I got to be responsible for my sheep. Yeah. Even though I didn't whisper into the ear of that little lamb, go graze on his land.
Right.
You know, I shouldn't allow it. Again, we see this really wonderful thing, this theme throughout this law of Moses, personal responsibility.
Yeah.
You got to step up and be responsible to not, you know, slough it off on somebody else or deny your own responsibility, but to really say, no, I'm going to be responsible in this occasion.
Which is really, again, thinking about today, I think we see a total lack of responsibility, or especially like in the youth culture, like, no, I don't want to be responsible. Or a man who's still a baby boy, you know, I'm an adult man, but I still want to own my boat and do my own things. I'm shirk responsibility, and it's like,
you see, I wish I could say that it was restricted to youth culture, but I think in general you see this phenomenon in society. Where just because of the increasing idolization of youth,
right,
and you know, youth is marked by, if not no responsibility, diminished responsibility, and people want to keep that for as long as possible in their lives. Where it used to be a time, I mean, it wasn't so many generations ago, where a young man would kind of say, "Man, I want to be responsible. Mm-hmm. I want a family. I want to provide for my family. I want to, you know, get things in order in a household."
Right.
And that sort of sense of responsibility told him, I'm a man. And for whatever reason, that same sense isn't here, but you see the sense in the scriptures. You've got to be responsible.
Why do you think God places such high value on responsibility?
Well, you know, how about this? One reason is because we're made in his image, and God is a responsible God.
Mm-hmm.
God cares about these things.
Yeah.
But it's also gets back to that fundamental idea of what God calls stewardship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this managerial responsibility that God puts upon people for what he gives them. And God wants us to glorify him by managing and allocating what we have in a way that brings him glory. If I let my sheep go over and steal your grazing land, I got to be responsible for it and make restitution.
And I love the idea here we see in this verse, he shall make restitution from the best of his own field.
You picked that up in verse 5.
I did, and the best of his own vineyard. So it's not like, okay, I'm sorry, here's my half-dead grain you can get.
Whatever.
You know, dried out wheat. The worst, you know, you can have that. No, the best. That's a challenge.
It speaks to the heart of things.
Yeah,
you know, if restitution's got to be made, it should be made with the best, with a hearty attitude, not begrudgingly or as giving as little as possible.
Yeah.
I think it speaks to God's, you know, he looks down upon the careless nature that we can do. I mean, if we're very careless, and it's almost like this sin of omission, you know, like not do anything or neglect.
The careless and neglect ones, that's covered like starting at verse 6 where it says, he who kindled the fire shall surely make restitution.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're keeping somebody's goods and somebody steals it, if it was due to neglect, then I would have to make restitution for that.
Right.
You know, it really shows we should have a proper concern for the property of other people. And that's just something. If somebody lends something, if you're borrowing something, you should be more careful of it than you would for your own things. And, you know, again, that just gets back to the principle of responsibility.
The motto you always receive from your mom is, return it is better than you got it.
Right. Well, you know, notice again, verses 6 and 7, surely or shall surely make restitution, he shall pay double. And so I like this. It's kind of interesting in the Mosaic Law. In many places, not in every place, there was a prescribed amount. They didn't just leave it up to the whim of the judge, but it was prescribed double or 500% or whatever it would be in the particular instance. Mm-hmm. But the principle of restitution and responsibility is very strong. Mm-hmm. Well, good. Well, we'll pause it here. I think the next laws we get into continue on along the same themes, but we'll take a look at they are. Any last things from this section?
Well, I was kind of thinking if you're going to spiritualize it a little bit. And
how would you do that? How would you make application for that?
Well, I think one thing is that there's a responsibility that we have for the sin, you know, and how we have, in a sense, stolen from God. Mm-hmm. And we're to make restitution and take responsibility for that. But when you look at it, there's no way.
We're completely without ability to make that restitution.
We can't make the restitution unto God.
If you're bankrupt already, what can you do?
Exactly. Yeah. But I love that because it points to someone greater than us.
Right.
It points to Jesus.
Right.
He's the one that can make the restitution. He's the one
the
that
Redeemer.
Can, exactly.
Mm. Comes in and pays what we owe. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a great note to close this one out on.
That is.
Thank you, Jesus, for being our Redeemer and paying the restitution that we deserve.
Definitely.
Very good.